வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of January, 1974, in
Hawaii. ரகுநாதம் சதீவம். Unless we see, but you see, but you cannot go. Your argument is, unless we see, but you are seeing there is another planet, so many hundreds and thousands, millions of planets, but you cannot go there. That is your inefficiency. How can you say? Because your theory is, I must see, but you cannot go there. First of all, admit your inefficiency. But you conclude abruptly, without seeing, because seeing is your experience. But you cannot go and see. Why you are trying to go to the moon planet? Just to see. Similarly, there are so many other planets. But you are not efficient to go and see. How can you conclude?
Well, they don't conclude. They say there may be possibility of higher
life. That's all right.
Maybe. Agnostic. There may be God, but we don't know.
But you don't know, but if somebody knows, that is not a proof that because you cannot see, that is not proof.
No. They make this theory based on the fact that the most advanced that they've seen so far is man.
No, who is advanced? Nobody is advanced unless one has seen or known God. That is actually advanced. They are putting so many theories. I have not seen. Why should I believe you? You are talking so many nonsense, which is not in my experience. Why should I believe you?
Well, then they'll tell you that, well, come and we'll show you this experiment.
Huh?
We'll show you these experiments. And
what
you
is that
can
experience?
See too.
What is that experience? You show, make experiment. That from the monkey's body, a man is coming. Swami, the experiment. Nobody has seen the experiment.
Well, in that case, they say that the monkey looks so much like man, everything is practically there.
Well, that doesn't mean. No, every man looks like another man. That does not mean he has come from him. He has got a different father.
One experiment that they've come up with is that they study the embryo within the womb.
Huh? No, that is your experience, but I have not seen. Why shall I believe it? I have not seen. Why shall I believe it? What is the answer? You say so many rascals, dumb, but I have not seen. I shall believe it.
Well, like Professor Katovsky said to you, we accept it because the scientific body has presented it.
Yes,
we can't
accept. But we accept another scientific man. We accept Basdev. But you don't accept, you say, unless we see. Then why shall I accept you unless I see?
They would say for you to see you everything yourself, you'd have to become
Similarly, you have to become like me also to see God. You cannot say that in my case you are authority. In your case I am not authority. How can you say? If you oblige me to accept you as authority, you must accept me also authority. Otherwise, why should I accept you? Why are you obliging me, which I do not see? So many rascals say that he has gone to moon planet, but I have not gone with him. Why shall I believe?
They think that their documentation is something that's more acceptable.
Acceptable to someone, my documentation is acceptable to so many. Why not my man? We have got many followers of the documentation of Vedic literature. As you have got your own ways of documentation, I have got my own ways of documentation. If you do not believe my documentation, why shall I believe without seeing your documentation? And if you set aside your documentation, my documentation, then come to reason.
If what?
I don't believe your documentation, you do not believe my documentation.
Yes.
Then let us come to reason. The reason is, as we see varieties, one is better than the other, then must be the best. And that is God. So for documentation and concern, you do not believe my documentation, I do not believe your documentation. Then, how the conclusion will come? As far as possible, by reasoning. The reasoning is that we find one is better than the other. So go on finding. If you have got power, you will see that the best. Give me that. This is reasoning. As the child has a father, the father has his father, the grandfather has his father, then there must be some ultimate father. How can you deny this? By experience you see. Suppose a great-grandchild does not see the great-grandfather, does it mean that he was not there? The reason is that everyone has got father. Father's father, his father, his father, his father, go on. Find out the ultimate father.
They've just concocted that long ago there was no intelligent human life. And then
that is your concoction. We get so many literatures. The Bhagavad literature, 5,000 years. We have no history beyond 3,000 years. Neither have you, at the present moment, you have got such nice literature. When you say that people are very much advanced, who has produced such literature? Where is a book like Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, whole world? If you say that this book was written 1,500 years ago. But where is a similar literature in any other part of the world? Huh? Is there a similar literature? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
When Darwin's theory was first being taught in America, there was opposition from the Christians, and there was a famous court trial called the Scopes case. And the Bible was used to against this so-called scientific theory. But the Bible is so inadequate.
Yeah, Bible cannot be, because it is itself unscientific.
The lawyer proved that the Bible could not disprove Darwin's theory.
And then why do they not reject Bible altogether?
Sentiment.
Why do they not reject? Why still? Of course it is sentiment. They do not accept Bible. The so-called Christians, they do not accept Bible.
No, they say that everything has a hidden meaning. So the literal meaning, though it is not true, literally it has a hidden meaning which is true.
Well, that's all right, but nobody has disclosed that hidden meaning.
Everyone discloses a different hidden meaning.
Then what is the real hidden meaning?
Say that about the Bhagavad Gita too. When we say every verse, if the Bhagavad Gita shows that Krishna is God, they say, no, they're actually different meanings. Not surrender to Krishna, it means something else. This means something else.
And Bhagavad Gita says surrender. If you take Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavad Gita says you cannot understand. If you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, you must understand from Bhagavad Gita. Apart from Bhagavad Gita, you are already surrendered to God. You are not independent. Are you independent? Huh? When there is rain, you could not come here to walk. So we are already surrendered. You cannot stop the rain and walk. You are already surrendered. So if Bhagavad Gita says that you completely surrendered, what is wrong there? You are already surrendered. Just like you are already surrendered to the government laws. If you say, I don't care for government lands. Is that very nice proposal? You are already surrendered. So what is wrong there? You are already surrendered to the laws of God or nature, whatever you say. So if Bhagavad Gita says, surrender fully unto me, what is wrong there?
They will say, well, how do we know that Krishna is God?
Huh?
They will say,
no, Krishna is not God, but you have already surrendered to God. Krishna may not be God. That is, you bring another God, then we shall reject Krishna. But that you cannot. You do not know who is God. At least we know what is God. But if you deny that Krishna is not God, then bring another God. At least equal to Krishna.
Many people were disappointed in Houston because he did not display any miracles. They were expecting to see many things.
Huh?
Many of his followers were disappointed because they expected him to show some miracles.
Yeah. He'll be rejected after a few years.
I told one professor that he was arguing in favor of Guru Maharajji. I said, he's not mentioned in the scriptures. And he says, yes, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says whenever there's a time of irreligion, there he comes. So this is a time, certainly a religion. So that's one evidence, he said, in his favor.
Oh, what he has done about religion?
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
Well, we can see that he hasn't done anything.
Huh?
We can see that he hasn't done anything.
Uh-huh.
Others would say that, oh, he's got a movement just like you.
It is not my movement. It is old. I don't say it is my movement. Neither I say that I am God. I am simply speaking of the established movement. Now my movement is that Krishna is God. So, Krishna says, Matta Prataram Nanath. There is no more superior authority than me. But is it a fact that this rascal is the supreme authority?
No one has any idea what is God. So the people say, here's God, and no one can disprove it, because they have no idea what is God.
Here's the idea. God must be the supreme authority. So let him prove that he is the supreme authority. He is checked by the custom authority, and he is God. He goes to the hospital and he's God. Here is the definition of God, that there is no more superior authority than me. And Krishna proved, history says, that there was no more superior authority than Krishna. So let him prove that first.
When the customs authorities tried to stop Krishna in Mathura, he cut off their heads. They said, where are you going with
that? That is supreme authority. Supreme authority, only nobody can check. That is supreme authority. But he is checked in so many ways.
But the rascals, they say that, that this is his leela.
Leela? Then I kick on your face. That is also my leela. I kick on your face. That will be my leela. Where is this rascal now at the present moment?
Perhaps in Colorado he has a big...
America, I mean.
He has big following among hippies of Colorado.
Somebody said that I am taught in their camp that I am priest. I am priest.
In their camp?
Huh? Yeah.
Someone said that?
Yeah, they say that my movement is I am priest. Because I worship Krishna in the temple. In other words, I am not a philosopher, I am a priest. What it is made of, this surface?
It's made of styrofoam. It's a plastic material, it's very light, it floats on the water. And then different polishing plastics.
So it is a costly thing?
They cost about close to $100.
Gaurasundara and Siddhar Swarup, they were encouraging the devotees to go and fly on them.
Many of them had big boards.
Huh?
Many of them had such boards.
Instead of book distribution, they go in the ocean. Is it a good idea for them to go to Mayapur and chant?
What is the difficult?
Well, like someone like Grunder suggested for him to go there.
Yes. But if he does not chant, that will be bad example. If he does not agree, then it is fallen now. Now he is denying to chant. He is denying to chant, he is indulging in sex. What does it mean? It will be a bad example wherever he goes.
That example of free will, that someone can choose Krishna and then turn away, the example of free will?
Yeah. Because if you accept Krishna, then you must follow what Krishna says. If you don't follow Krishna, then what is the use of talking of Krishna? Krishna says, Satatam Kirtanantama, always chanting about me. That is Mahatma. Satatam Kirtanantama, Jatantasya Dhirapratha. Mahatmanasya Mahang Pratha, Devi Prakriti Mahasrita. Mahatma, those are devotees. They are not under this material influence. Devi Prakriti Mahasrita, the spiritual influence. So how he accepted Krishna? By his own concoction? If he accepts Krishna, he must abide by the injunction of the Krishna.
That the disciple should not let outsiders touch the feet of the spiritual master. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the purport. But in India, so many people try to touch. Should they be restrained?
No, that is... spiritual master should be respected. Where did you say this?
In the 17th chapter, one purport where it talks about a Brahmin woman who came to touch the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Immediately he went and jumped in the Ganges.
Yes. He is not a devotee. He was not a disciple.
But in India there are so many people, they are not disciples. They are not initiated by you. So they are in the same category?
No, that case was defined.
So it is all right.
Then the spiritual master has to go every time to fall down. People will touch. That is natural. Then he has to jump over the water every time.
In the purport you gave recommendation that generally it is not a good practice to let them.
Generally it is not practice, but if people come, how can we check them? So we are talking about Darwin's theory. What is that?
Is survival of the fittest? It's evolutionary.
No. We talk about that. If you do not take my documentary, that is called evidence. Why shall I take your documentary?
I think the only reason it is accepted is because it was very popular among the atheists. They said, oh yes, let us support this idea.
But there is this class also.
So whatever we put forward is at least, is more authoritative with what they can propose.
They base many of their conclusions on finding of fossils, old remains. Fossils, impressions of animals' bodies in the stone that are left there thousands of years. They gather all these. That's what Darwin's work mostly was. He would sail around the world and collect all these fossils and make conclusions and write books.
But where they'll get fossils of all intelligent men?
They say they found just skulls of very primitive men.
No, you cannot find, because according to Vedic culture, the body is burned into ashes. Where you get the bones and fossils?